Blog Talk Radio.
Pacific. Figure out where you are and tune in.
All right, y'all. It's Rodney Perry. You're tuning in to Rodney Perry Live. I'm in Denver, Colorado. It's snow on the ground, so what more appropriate song to get us going today than this joint? My boys, let it snow. world-famous photographer, Ms. Leela James called this year, Roland Martin, Karen White, John B., Lenny Williams. I talked to Lenny Williams, can you believe it? And I cried. He gave us a great story. You can archive any of these episodes, any of these shows, man. We really had some great shows this year. Jess K., out of Charlotte, North Carolina. He was one of our guests. Very cool, up and coming guy doing this thing. We interview everybody. We interview some great people. We did a show called Women Making Power Moves. We had some really dynamic women we had on the show. They all are entrepreneurs, business owners. That was a great show. We talked to models, Jay Nicole, Dominique Renard, beautiful, super gorgeous, knocked down. Beautiful people. We talked to comedian Dean Edwards, man. He got a brand new show that he did this past year. Singer Meeshawn came through, kicked it with us. Tasha Jones, Q, my man from Day 26. MC8, I talked to MC8, can you believe that? He was cool as hell. My man Dave Hollister. Kiki Palmer, my daughter, that's their favorite show. Kiki Palmer was incredible. Beautiful lady, really developing and growing into a beautiful young woman. Tony Gaskins, author, called in. I mean, our show knows no bounds, man. We try to talk to everybody. And I really personally, my philosophy is I want to talk to people that are interesting to me. So you never know who you're going to get to, because I got so many different, you know, I'm a multifaceted individual. Fredro Starr, Murphy Lee came through, called in this year. And this is what I want from my audience, man. Man, our audience is growing by leaps and bounds. Our numbers are crazy through the roof. And what I want from y'all, who do y'all want me to talk to? Who do y'all want to hear the Rodney Perry brand interview? Who you want us to holler at? Sexy India, Cinnamon Love, the porno show. My gospel friends was coming down on me when I did this show. How you going to talk to that porno girl? Let me tell you something. Just because they have sex for a living don't mean they any different than you are. Because if, for the record, Rodney Perry gets it in, you know, I just don't do it on tape because I don't want to see myself naked. All right, entrepreneurs, we did moguls in the making, man. Great people. My man Tommy Ford called in. Jay King, super, super dope dude, man. I love that guy. Selena Johnson called in. It took us a while to get Selena on. We finally got her on. Then we had my man Ed Hartwell and Tony Terry. They did a great play this year, and they came on, talked about that. Then Virgo Munt was crazy. Leslie Jones, my boy J.J. Jeremiah Williamson, he was incredible. Jonathan Slocum, Vanessa Fraction, we talked comedy with them, man. Great comedians. My Carl Payne, Cole from Morton, what? The cast, Unconditional, my boys, we went to the studio, and shouts out to Connecticut School of Broadcast, and they gave us some opportunities to come into their studio. So we did a few shows this year inside a studio. And I want y'all to listen to those shows. Bone and Tone X was on that one of the show that I know for a fact we did in the studio. And what I would love to is to get you guys' opinion on how the difference in sound quality, because we're always trying to get better and update our sound quality. Then Thea Vidal and Dee Militant, that show was incredible. It was incredible. I know what y'all saying. You say everything incredible, but it was. It's been an incredible year. 2012 was very kind to Rodney Perry. It really was. And off the chain, then the show came about. The show came up, and we had all the comedians call in. That was a really nice show. Dwele, Big Daddy Kane, J. Anthony Brown, Nori Victoria, Dahlia Coles, Amel LaRue. Man, I'll tell you something. I talked to this lady. First of all, if you know Amel LaRue, she's knocked down gorgeous. But to talk to her on the phone and to hear her spirit come through the phone, shouts out to Miss Amel LaRue. Shouts out to Mr. LaRue, you know, because this got to be an awesome guy, man. I'm so inspired. They've been married 20 years in this business. You know, I love that. Then we brought my man Psychic Wayne in. Psychic Wayne was off the chain. And we talked to a great, great man. His name is organization called Hearts of Steel. Google that, man. because we got to really look at donorship when it comes to organ donorship. But check the box when you're getting your license, when you're going to redo your situation. Check, make sure, especially those of us of color, let's get on that donor list, man. You can't take it with you. When you're in the ground, they shove dirt in your face, it is over. You understand me? Dormtainment, they called through this year. It was great. And then we finished out the year with some of my favorite poets, namely George Mee, Dichotomy called in, and of course my man Hank Stewart. So this is a year review. This is Rodney Perry, Rodney Perry Live. We got some great people on the line already. I'm gonna take them in order. I'm gonna take them in order. I gotta take this lady first. I got to, JT. You gotta hold on. You was on there first, but I gotta take this lady first. She's kind of like my co-host. People love when she calls into the show. She is my mama. Mama, you on the line, Rodney Perry?
Yeah, New Year, darling. You know,
hey, baby, how you doing today?
I'm good. You know the best show you did that I love the most.
Mm-hmm.
Lenny Williams when he sang to me.
He sure did sing to you.
The second best was when you played Al Green for me one day.
you know what? I think I love Al Green because of you. Like I got Al Green in my iPod, and I sit there listening to him a lot. You know, and I think about you and your journey, and I'm very proud of you, man. You've been working really hard, and you're about to graduate.
Yes, it's a blessing. It was so important to me to come to seminary. I didn't altogether know why. It was just a strong urging from God, greater than my call to preach.
Okay.
So I did it, and I couldn't have done it without you. You helped me every step of the way. If people only knew how to have a son like mine.
Oh, don't start that. You're going to make us cry now. Now, Mama, let me ask you this. You've been, you know, you're a spiritual woman as long as I know you. What have you learned in seminary that you didn't know?
Number one, you're not going to believe it, but it's true. I learned about me. God has stripped away all of my impediments, and I had to view them and deal with them. So I had a great spiritual journey, similar to what they talk about going to Mecca. You're renewed in your understanding of God and his sovereign power and his loving care. He'll whoop you too, though.
Oh, yeah. There is no lack of discipline in God's world.
Oh, wait a minute.
What's your plan as you move into 2013, Mama?
Well, I'm going to go back to pastoring. I enjoy pastoring quite a bit. I successfully did that nearly 10 years. So I'm going to go back to doing that and possibly teach as well. But it's all up to the black people, they think. I'm praying to God that he'll open the windows and pour out those two blessings for me.
You know what I learned this year, Mama? And this is crazy, and it's so simple, but and I if you go to my website and read some of my blogs, I blogged about this, but I had a situation where I lost my keys, right? And I know this sounds very minute, but I lost my keys, and I tend to lose stuff all the time. If you know, my wife is going to call in a little later. She'll tell you, you know, my mama know, my brothers know. I'm absent-minded. So I lose little stuff all the time. And I really hate to bother God about stuff like that. But this particular day, I needed my keys. So I said, God, I don't mean to bother you, but, man, I need them damn keys. And not 2 seconds later, the keys showed up, just like that.
Yeah, but
I'm going to cut you off, Mama, but I say that to say this. Sometimes all you got to do is ask. I think a lot of times we assume that God just going to do what he do, but sometimes he just wants you to ask him, just like ask me for what you need, even as a parent. Sometimes, my kids, just ask me. You're probably going to get it because that's the type of father I am and that's the type of father he is. What was you saying, Mom?
I was going to say that what we came on yesterday about ask God for a big blessing. He's a big God.
Yes.
So that works both ways. Little
yes, ma'am. All right. Hey, hang on the line, Mama. We I want to get these callers in. The lines are wide open today. The number is 718-305-6383. If you want to talk, please hit the 1. Hit the 1 so we know you want to talk. Hey, y'all, this is Rodney Perry. You're tuned in to Rodney Perry Live. That's Mama Venice. Mama, hang on the line. We're going to come back to you. My man, my partner in crime, he travels with me all over this country. He's an awesome guy. It's really great to see his journey, his individual journey, and how he helps me more than he even knows. His name is John Evans. We call him Johnny Vance. He's not only my role manager, my partner in crime, but he's also a fabulous photographer. Johnny Vance, what's going on, brother?
Hello.
Hello?
Hello? Yeah, can you hear me?
What's up, buddy? Yes.
Nothing much. What's going on?
Hey, how you doing today, man? 2013, man, brand new year coming in a few hours. What's your plan as you move into 13, bro?
Really just trying to build this photography thing up. Just try to get it off the ground, get a good solid group of clients, and just try to take it to another level. Just try to be more creative and think outside the box with that.
Hey, man, you know what? I'm a fan. You know, anything I can do to help you, you know, realize your dream, I'll definitely do that. And I'm going to give you this. As your brother, as your friend, it's going to come a time when you got to tell Rodney Perry, nigga, I can't do it no more. Okay? And it's okay. It's okay. So don't ever hesitate, because I don't never want, and we used to joke about this, I never want my life to overshadow your thing that you find it, you know. So, you know, just like I had to do, you heard me tell this story a million times, like I had to take that leap of faith, you're going to have to take that leap of faith at some point and just trust, you know, that gift.
Exactly.
So get ready, man, get ready. Hang on, Vance, man, the lines is lighting up, the lines is crazy lighting up. Man, one of the lights I had a chance to interview this year, man, and I mentioned her name a few minutes ago, Albie Shue was our first show of 2012, but one of the things I really cherish about this show is I really get to talk to my friends. And this lady has become one of my friends. I had a chance to go to her event just a few weeks back. She does mentorship. She's knocked down gorgeous. She sang like an angel. And just a great person, man. I mean, you talk about family. I think she got 100 sisters or something like that. Mom and daddy still together. The mom is gorgeous. Daddy is fly. Cashmate Barnes on the line. How you doing, Cashmate?
Hey, Rodney. Hey, Rodney.
How you doing, sis?
I'm blessed. I'm really good. I'm excited.
You are blessed. You are definitely that. Cashmate, you had an incredible year this year. 2012 was awesome. You traveled all around. I was vicariously living through your Instagram.
I know. I remember some of the posts you put up there.
Yeah, man, you were awesome, and it's great to see you back in and around the Atlanta area. What's next for you? What's 2013? What do you see down the pipe?
Oh, my God. Like, seriously, 2013, Rodney, is going to be the year where Cashmate becomes a household name, and I'm so very excited about that. My prayer the last couple of months have been, Lord, please enlarge my territory. I'm like, Lord, you know my heart. You see all the running around I've been doing, trying to feed the homeless, you know, giving. And
yeah.
I'm like, if you just open up that door for that bigger platform, it's like, it's more, it's work, but it's not as much of me as it is of him and him leading everything, you know, and just open up them doors so Cashmate can just get a bigger audience, you know, and be able to touch more lives and bless more people. So, Rodney, that is going to happen this year. I'm getting some Grammys this year. I've decided, you ready? Drum roll. You got a drum roll? I am actually going to release a gospel album, and I'm going to get all the Grammys I could get this year. Yay!
Hey, you know what? You know what? When you said that, I got a chill, and I don't get chills, and I ain't cold. So I'm feeling that. That's going to happen.
I'm excited.
I'm going to say congratulations in advance Congratulations in advance, and thank you. Thank you for taking some time out and calling in. Hang on the line. Hey, this is Rodney Perry. You're tuning in to Rodney Perry Live. When we come back, we're going to talk to one of the people that really has got my back. I'm talking about got Rodney Perry's back. Y'all stay right there. We'll be right back. Rodney Perry Live.
If you're looking for the latest in comedy, news, and entertainment, the only place to go is the Humor Mill. Check out the website, humormillmag.com. Humor Mill, the only place for comedy, news, and entertainment. I see you, Frank.
Hey, y'all, we're back. This is Rodney Perry. You're tuned in to Rodney Perry Live. One of my favorite human beings, and I don't even know if she even realizes this, but this lady, from the first time I laid eyes on her, we've been connected. She's brought me four beautiful children. She keeps my house together when I'm there and when I'm gone. My wife is on the line. She don't really do this. Angie Perry, what's up?
Nothing. I'm good.
How you doing today?
I just don't like being put on the spot.
Well, you know, this is what it is. We get to this the year in review. We don't get to talk to you a lot. The people don't get to hear your voice. And you know, I'm be honest. One of the things I really like about you is that you're not trying to be in the limelight, in the spotlight like that. Because you know, we've seen our friends that went through that, and it's tough when everybody is trying to be, you know, a star. So, what's your plan as you move into 2013, sweetie?
I'm still up in the air with my plans. You know, I think my daughter graduated. It's hitting me harder than what I thought it was going to hit me. I didn't realize how much of a friend she was to me until you started asking these questions, like, from other people. I'm like, oh, my God, my baby's about to leave me. I didn't realize how much of a road dog to me she really is until today. And I didn't realize it was affecting me so much. So I got one that's leaving, going off to college, but I still have a toddler here, and then I still have my girls in between, but I just didn't realize how much she was a friend to me. So it's really hitting me hard now, so I don't know. 2013, I still have her graduation, and it's all about the kids right now for me.
Yeah.
You know? So
you really put yourself on hold for us. So when are you going to invest some Angie time?
You know, I'm gonna be in Louisiana more. I'm gonna be hanging out with my cousins more. I'm gonna get myself together this year and try to go back to school. I see it's financially feasible for me to do that. But the thing is, I still have my toddler here. And I just don't want her to just go anywhere. And child care out here is not like it was in California.
Child care puts you in the poor house.
Yeah, you guys, the child care out here in Atlanta is, oh, my goodness. I'm like, that's another house note. Don't want to buy another house, but I want to put my baby in school. So, I mean, she's a quick learner, but geez, you know, so.
Yeah. I tell you, babe, like I told Johnny Vance, man, you know, this Rodney Perry train could be very, you know, it can engulf you. So, you know, please, you know, anything I can do to help you realize your passion, your dream more, you know, let's me and you commit to being more communicative as we, that's, you know, that's one of my big words. I just looked that up. Let's commit to talking more and really pushing each other more, you know. And I'm not going to be a fat ass in 2013, I promise you that, because I'm so sick of looking at these pictures that JT is taking of me. So, hey, babe, I love you more than you even know. Hang on the line. Y'all, this is Rodney Perry. I'm talking to my wife, man. Nobody ever talks to my wife. To all my friends in Monroe, Louisiana, they don't believe that my wife exists. This is her. Her name is Angela Perry, and we've been married 16 years. It'll be 17 years in 2013. Y'all stay right there. We'll be right back. We talking to my guy next, man. I got two of my dudes on the line. I got Mr. Tone X, who has been a guest on the show, Ryan Evans, who is my road dog that travels with me, features for me all over the country. Not only is my feature act, but he's also my brother. I mean, my real brother, too. And we're going to take a blast from the past right after that. Y'all stay right there. This is Rodney Perry. You're tuned in to Rodney Perry Live.
3, 4, 3, 2, 1.
What up, y'all? It is time for Off the Chain with me, Rodney Perry. I'm your host. My girl, DJ Tracy Steele, is on the ones and twos, and we premiere October 22nd, 9 p.m. on Bounce TV. You don't want to miss it. The best in stand-up comedy. Let me tell y'all something. It's going to be so off the chain. Did I say that? Off the chain. I'm crazy. Bounce TV. That's www.bouncetv.com. Hit them up on Twitter, Bounce_TV. They're at Bounce_TV. This is Rodney Perry, and I'm the host, bitch.
Hey, y'all, this is Rodney Perry. You're tuned in to Rodney Perry Live. I'm back. I'm broadcasting from Denver, Colorado. We're at the Denver Improv this weekend. Myself, Ryan Evans, my road dog, Johnny Vans. We're in Denver this weekend, man. And shouts out to the Denver Improv. They've been so incredible to us this weekend. We've been having a great time. And it's New Year's Eve tonight. Two big shows at the Denver Improv. It's going to be super duper crazy. Well, I'll tell y'all about the next thing after I take this call. Ladies and gentlemen, probably the most proud of this guy, you know, than any comedian I know. I mean, I've watched him from zero, you know, when he was a DJ in a DJ booth, and I would say, Ryan, hit it, you know, to him evolving into probably one of the best comedians that I see, you know, to hear the audience give him the type of compliments like, dude, you know, like guys don't have opening acts like you. You know, he's knockdown funny and a brilliant comedian. Yeah, welcome to the show, Mr. Ryan Evans. What's up, Ryan?
Oh, you was talking about me. I was like, how many brothers you got doing comedy? That was a wonderful introduction. What's going on, man?
I'm sorry, that was the house cleaning lady. Ryan.
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you, man. You on the line, Rodney Perry Live. What's up, dog?
Chilling, man. Just enjoying the end of 2012 and bringing in 2013 with a bang.
Man, I can't tell you, it does my heart good to spend this time with my brothers. You know, don't get me wrong, I mean, I just talked to the wife, and you know, I would love to be at home with the kids. But, you know, I'm a comic. And somebody told me years ago, if you work on New Year's Eve, you work the whole year. So I've always tried to work on New Year's Eve, but I sure would like to be drinking some apple cider with my babies. But, you know, I like to have them eat throughout the year. So I'm going to miss that this year. So we have some apple cider tonight with a little Ciroc in it. Anyway, Ryan.
Yeah.
It's 2013. Man, the pop-up tour is popping up everywhere. I love how you just taking control of your career. And I know it's been difficult. I know it's been hard. It's been a grind. But do you feel the movement?
Yeah, I feel it when I go and do shows and, you know, audience members and customers and even waitresses that work at the club that I, you know, just pop up on. They know about me. They know about my tour, and they welcome me with open arms. So I see it that way. I see it growing. I know it takes time. I mean, the pop-up tour started because I was tired of trying to book myself in advance. I say, I'm a just go pop-up.
Right.
So people have been accepting it, and people just been showing me a lot of love for it, and I appreciate it.
I think it's a brilliant idea, man. We're moving into 2013. Of course, our calendar is filled up with a lot of the improv and funny bones. But what's on Ryan Evans' plate, man? Because I know you can't wait for me all the time, man. I know you don't. I love that.
No, I don't sit still. What's on my plate for 2013 is a try to work every weekend. I try to work every day, but at least every weekend to be somewhere. Especially major cities, but I know it's a lot of cities in between that I've been to frequent, and they're looking for me to come back. So 2013 is expanding for me. We're just going to expand on everything, double time everything on the pop-up tour.
I love it. Hey, y'all, this is Rodney Perry. You're tuning in to Rodney Perry Live. The number is 718-305-6383. If you want to holler at Rodney Perry today or talk to any of my guests that's still hanging on the line, all you got to do is push the number one and let us know you're ready to chop it up. Thank you to Ms. Madeline Smith for holding me down, keeping the background going full steam. Up next, y'all, you're going to see Rodney Perry, Monique, and this young man, January 12th. at the Civic Center in Atlanta, Georgia, to kick off the tour with Monique. She got something on her, y'all. She's trying to get it off. Coming to the show, my man, Mr. Tone X. What's up, X?
What's going on, good brother?
Man, first of all, thank you for holding. Man, you know I'm your biggest fan, you know. And you're one of them dudes, X, you know. So
let me tell you something. I'm one of your biggest fans, brother. All right. My wife
okay.
was like, does he know you on the phone? I said, of course he knows I'm on the phone. But what he also knows is he can take his time because I ain't going nowhere. I'm going to be right here. Whenever he punched me up, I'm going to be ready to go as soon as he punched me up. I ain't got no problem with holding on for Rodney Perry.
Hey, man, I can't thank you enough, man. I can't thank you for your friendship enough. I can't thank you for your mentorship, you know, because, you know, X will drop one of them jewels on you, man. Can you give the people some words to live by as they move into 2013? I wouldn't even ask everybody this question, but I know you got some.
Well, you know, I want to start off by saying steel sharpens steel. So you and I are very complimentary for each other. And I want to say in 2013, we should all take up the mantra and the mindset of no excuses.
Mm.
Because at the end of the day, we are responsible for what we want to do and making it happen, where we want to go and making our way there, who we want to be around and getting next to those people. And the most important thing we're responsible for is our thoughts. So, if you think it enough, you will become it, positive or negative. So I think if we could just retrack our thinking, if we could keep our eye on being more positive, stop talking about I'm broke, I ain't got it, and start talking about I receive it, I'm going to get it, I will have it, I will be. And I think everybody's 2013 will be a little bit brighter than 2012.
Boy, you getting heavy just like Cass Man. I got a little chill on that, X, and it ain't cold in here. Let me tell y'all something, and I'm going to share this with the audience. X, I don't even think I shared this with you yet, right? So Madeline, my assistant now, you know, we communicate a lot. We talk all the time. And, you know, I realized, you know, different people would ask me different questions. Like, Ryan, what you got going on, man? I'm just working. You know, I'm working hard, you know, grinding. You know how you had them little stock answers for people. And
right.
And so, you know, I had the stock answer built in, you know, hard work pays off, you know. I believe in that, right? You know, and you know, our friend Monique, she always say, no, we ain't working. We playing, right? And I will reject that, you know. I'm like, no, I'm a black man in America. I work, right?
Right.
So, but this year, see, Rodney Perry, first of all, and I'll get this to my wife, too. I know she's still listening. Sometime I got to come up on shit on my own. I just have to. It's just me. So, okay. So, X, my brother turned me on to this app called TED. TED is all these seminars and public speaking, and this guy broke this joint down. He was like, you are, just like you said, you are the words that you speak. And immediately I was taken back to a conversation that Madeline Smith and I had, and I was telling him, Mad, we working too fucking hard. We working, but we working too hard. And it hit me like a ton of bricks. You working hard because that's all you want to do.
Right.
You working hard because that's what you say you doing. And I'm like, wow. So Rodney Perry is no longer working hard. Guess what I'm doing, X?
What you doing, Rodney?
I'm effortlessly flowing through the universe.
Not effortlessly flowing.
Effortlessly flowing. Effortlessly flowing through the universe. I challenge y'all out there, please stop working. Fuck
right.
that. Effortlessly flow with your boy, Rodney Perry. Hey, X, hang on the line. I got to get some more people in. The number is 718-305-6383. You tuned in to Rodney Perry Live. I'm opening up the lines, man. I'm taking it. X, you ain't even ready for this. Mommy, I know you still listening. JT, Angie, y'all ain't none of y'all ready for this.
Uh-oh.
I'm taking y'all back to Carroll High School. Carroll High School, my boy, Jay Nobicare. Jay Swab Robo, you on the line, Rodney Perry Live.
Rodney Perry, what's up, man?
Man, I got to tell you, man, first of all, I love what you're doing. Jay has become a political analyst, you know, a political blogger, and man, what are you, a moderate? I'm a moderate. I'm in the middle. Now, can you be in the middle? Because I know in politics you got to pick a team. You a moderate Democrat?
Well, I'm a moderate Democrat. I believe that, you know, the government is here to protect us, but it's not here to control us. Meaning a woman shouldn't have, you know, a woman's vagina should not have less rights than a gun.
Is that true? Because I know the vaginas in my life seem like they got it going on.
I know, bro. I know, but the government wants to regulate them. Just like, you know, I feel everybody should be able to own a gun, but I don't think you should be able to have a grenade launcher.
Assault rifle. Yeah.
Yeah, you don't need to have an assault rifle, bro. I don't believe that, man. I don't believe that.
AJ, it's 2013 in a few hours. What's going to be new for you as you move into this new year?
Man, it's two things, man. One thing, man, I'm working on creating a political action committee. Because what we're trying to do is we are trying to get Congress back right, get Congress back working with the people, man. So we're trying to get all these deadbeat Tea Party people out of Congress in 2014, but we got to set the groundwork in 2013 so we can do it in 2014.
Got it. Understood. Now, let me ask you this. Can we look down the line and see you in political life, or do you like, you know, the behind-the-scenes world of that?
Man, I like the behind-the-scenes, man. You know, I don't like the spotlights and the stage and all that. Man, I like changing people's lives. I don't even have to get credit for it, man.
Now, you said two things. What's the other thing?
The second thing, man, I've started mentoring young men. And so, you know, I want to try to get a few more young men under my belt. I've already started with one man, and he really turned his life around. I'm working on another one right now. So I'm doing those two things. And remember last year I told you that I want you to be on the board of a nonprofit that I'm creating. I'm still working on that. I'm hoping to get that off the ground this year too, because that's going to be part of the mentoring wing of it.
I love it. Well, I'm down like four flat tires, man. Hey, thanks for the call, bro. Hey, this is one of my oldest and dearest friends, Mrs. Jay Anabakiri. Hey, what's the website, Jay?
It's on jsuarobo.blogspot.com.
He's one of my Twitter friends, so go on my Twitter feed and follow him, and that'll take you straight to his site. Hey, man, thanks a lot, Jay, for calling
in. Hey,
man,
keep
hang
doing
on.
It, man.
Hang on.
Keep doing
hang
your
on.
Thing.
Hang on. Hey, Rodney Perry. You're tuning to Rodney Perry Live. I got a chance to go to some great places this year. And one of my favorite places in the country to go is Houston, Texas. My man brought me to Houston. We got in, and just a good dude, man. I like this guy. I mean, he a little too big. You know, he just tall. You know, but funny as all get out. Mr. Sean Harris, you on Rodney Perry Live.
What's up, you picklehead fucker? You, what's happening?
You get too big.
Yeah. What's up, Rodney? How you doing, man?
Oh, it's all good. How you doing?
Man, I'm taking care of this kid, man. My son got an ear infection. He got, I don't know what the hell wrong. He got Ebola. Something wrong with this nigga, but
Ebola.
He's 3 years old, man. I can't leave him by himself. You know what I'm saying?
You better not. That's you trying to go to jail.
Man, I said, man, can I go to the store real quick, man? He's like, he's sick, man, so I'm at the house, man. So I can't work today, man. I heard you say, you know, working on New Year's is a blessed year.
Yeah.
I work damn near every New Year's for the past 6 years, but this year I can't do it because my son is sick, man.
Hey, man, you know, sometimes, you know, your obligations as a parent, as a father, supersede your obligations as a comic, which is fine, you know. And,
yeah.
You know, I'm a fan, Sean, man. You're not only a comedian, you're a producer. What's on your plate as you move into 13, bro?
Well, we got that Squatters movie that's coming out, man. It's going to be out probably, I'm going to say, right after All-Star. We shot that this year. I executive produced the film.
All-Star in Houston this year, right?
Yeah, All-Star's in Houston this year, yeah. So you want to come down February 13th to the 15th because All-Star weekend in Houston is pussified. You feel me? So
really,
what we gonna
really,
do
that's, you want to say that with my wife on the line? Really?
All right, no, for me, that's for me. This is can I do with you? You know what I'm saying? But no, man. What I want to say to you, Rodney, is, man, I'm a fan, not only as a peer, but as a friend. Dude, we've been in the trenches for years. I remember we shot a movie, I don't think never came out, when I was your cab driver. You remember that? You remember that?
Oh, my God. What is that?
Remember
that?
I was driving a burgundy van. You remember that?
Yep. Wow.
He was like, I got to get to the show, and then there was something happening. This is 15 years ago, dude. The movie never came out, but from before that, man, I've been
I'm looking to see all of that stuff. That's what I want to get famous where all that stuff matter. You
right,
know,
but they bring
all
it out
movies,
on you.
You know, start all selling and
right.
stuff. That's what I want to see.
Right, they'd be like, oh, this guy, he's a superstar now, but remember this? You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? So what I want to tell you, man, is, dude, I've always thought you was hilarious. You've always made me laugh as a peer, as a comic, as a friend. I watch you in the on stage as a fan, and dude, you've always made me laugh. So I love you, brother. You know what I'm saying? I appreciate you for coming to Houston and blessing the show out here at Grooves. You killed it. I mean, dude, your sweater was sweating. Your sweater, you know, you had a little sweat in your chest. A little sweat spot was in your chest. You know what I'm saying? I was like, wow.
That a sweat spot on your sweat spot. Yeah.
Right. But the energy
well,
you
know,
have.
Houston is going to be, you know, a good place for us. My daughter is out there in college getting her advanced degree. Huh?
Right. She came to the show that night.
Yes. So she's in Houston now. And she's getting her advanced degree. Very proud of her. Shouts out to Hope. Amen. I wish you continued blessings. And keep grinding, man. We'll see you at the top.
You know, as long as when I get 50 years old like you, I got the same energy, I'll be great.
Now, what you're not going
to
do
hang
is
up on
me. Tell
you
that.
You hang up on me?
Damn right, I'm gonna hang up on you,
Denver,
you little lying bastard.
Denver got it going on, man. I just was out in Denver at the Improv. I love Denver. Shout out to Denver. My man Eric Young out there. My man Janky Promoters out there in Denver. Improv.
Yeah.
Chill
yeah,
out.
Yeah, yeah.
He
came out and hung out. Sean, it's over. It's over. Goodbye. Hey, y'all. This is Rodney Perry. You tuned in to Rodney Perry Live. Tangerine, you on the line. What number you calling from? I'm going to guess. I'm going to guess that this is 10. 323, you on Rodney Perry Live.
Hey, Rodney, I didn't call to talk. I was calling to listen to support. How you doing? Happy New Year.
Shit, you let me tell you something. I ain't going to have no famous actresses sitting on my line without talking to ladies and gentlemen, Tangerine Martin, one of the cool ladies that I've had a chance to come across in this game. Tangerine, you got so much going on. I got your newsletter. I'm glad you're doing it again. It's a great link to all the stuff that you do. Maybe
you.
A video too. I would love to see like a video, like you to do like a video blog or something. But
you know, that's a good idea. I just signed a deal with the partnership for doing more videos. So I'm supposed to start putting out two a month starting in the new year. So you know, I'm taking all ideas of what people want to see me doing, a day in the life of, or my stuff on the set, or me pole dancing or cooking vegan food, whatever people want to see, because I do so much stuff. You know,
you do a lot. I mean, this past year was incredible for you. You got your own show. You developing shows. You're producing shows. You're doing all that great stuff. What can we look forward to seeing out of Miss Tangerine in 2013?
2013, like I said, I'll have my videos going up. I'll have more episodes of the Celibate Nympho Chronicles. So if you're not caught up on those, and if you haven't seen Rodney Perry in episode number 4, make sure you go to celibatenympho.com. I have a series called Zane's The Jump Off that premieres on Cinemax on March 29th. So that'll be a
season. Oh, man, my wife, we love them Zane's Skinemax joints.
Yeah, it's definitely Skinemax. It'll be on Friday nights, so it'll be a little something to get you ready for the weekend. So I'll let everybody know when that starts airing. And then the other show that I'm on with Angel Conwell and Omar Gooding called Family Time, we'll be doing season 2 in 2013 on Bounce TV, home of the Off the Chain, hosted by you.
Hey, we on the same network. Who knew?
Yeah, who did?
Right.
You move way over there. You are working your ass off. I'm going to catch you. I'm coming out there. I'm coming for you.
Hey, let's go get it. Hey, sis, thanks for calling in. Hang on the line. Hey, y'all, this is Rodney Perry. You're tuned in to Rodney Perry Live. Man, we taking calls left and right today. It's the year in review, and the question I'm posing to the audience is this. What's your plan as you move into 2013? What's next? What you got coming up? What you going to do with this time you've been given, the precious opportunity? Let me see who this is. Let me see. You on the line, Rodney Perry Live, 678 ATL, shouty. Hello?
Hello?
Hello, you on the line with Rodney Perry. Who is this?
Hey, baby.
Ladies and gentlemen, hold on. You know I got to give you a proper introduction. You understand? Ladies and gentlemen, coming to the stage, bar none, I'm talking can't be fucked with when it comes to telling jokes. Can't be fucked with, and I've said it, I mean this with all of the kindness I can muster when it comes to being a stand-up human being. One of the most awesome people I've met in the last decade. Show some love for Miss Monique. Hello.
Rodney Perry.
There's
nobody in the world, baby, that can do it like that. And every time you do it, I put my hands in the air. Every time you do it, I put my hands up. But look,
Miss Monique, you're an awesome human being. People ask me all the time, "How's Monique? Where's Monique?" I say she doing good. I say she taking care of them babies. Yes, she is.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. How was the Hicks family?
Old Southern grandmother.
How the family doing?
Everybody is absolutely wonderful. Now, listen, David was just sitting here because we get ready to play some Wii U. And I know it's Kevin, baby, but I play for real. Like, I get down on the Super Mario, I'm told. Okay, I be trying to get extra lives, more coins and chips and things.
No, you don't.
So, listen, when you start introducing me, and you was using the nice words that I like.
Oh,
I didn't
nice
realize
word.
We could use the nice words, so I had to send David out, baby. Baby, step out for a minute because Uncle Rodney's on the phone. You don't even understand what's happening here. I love it.
You know what, Miss Mo, man? This is what you've done for me. You changed the way I move and shake in this business because it used to be gray areas to me. Like, you know, you're in the business, so you can't really do this and you shouldn't speak to people. You really should kind of always tiptoe. But if you treat people good, you'll never have to ask yourself if you treat people good.
There you go.
Like, you give me those life lessons, you know, in addition to that, being a great friend, a great human being, you coming back to the stage, you got something on you.
What?
And it's time to get it off.
And it's time to get it off, Rodney.
Are you ready to go back on tour?
You know what? I'm so excited because that's my first love. That is the first thing I fell in love with. To say that I want to embrace this forever, for the rest of my life. So when I hit that stage, that's a feeling that I can't explain to anybody. So when I take time away from it, and then when the universe says, it's time to go back, I'm like a kid going into Toys R Us, and they say, it's the sky's the limit. I'm like, I can have all this. So when you ask me I'm ready to go back to tour, I'm like, I can have all these laughs. I can have all this good time. I can have all this joy. Baby, listen, I'm the person sitting outside the Toys R Us before they open. That's how I feel about going back on tour.
Man, it's so much fun. We have such a ball out there on that road. January 12th at the Atlantic Civic Center, Miss Monique, she got something on her. Rodney Perry going to be there. Tone X going to be there. And we're going to get it in.
We're going to get it in, baby. We're going to get it in such a way. And I always tell people this, and I don't mean no harm by it. If you have the pins and you are over 40, do not be ashamed nor embarrassed. Don't, because a cough could mean something different. A chuckle could mean something different. A whole buff out of laughter from your gut, make sure you got yourself covered and protected, because I swear for God, we ain't done our job if you ain't tinkled. We ain't done it.
Just a little bit. Just a little bit. Well, I ain't gonna hold you. Miss Mo. Thank you so much. And let me tell y'all a quick story. First of all, Monique will not let me hang up on her for no reason, right? If I said Monique, I'm about to go. She said, no, wait a minute, sugar.
I don't even know why you have to share that with the audience to say that as if you were going to get your get in now. So I'm getting mine in first. Bye.
Monique just hung up. Hey, this is Rodney Perry. You tune in to Rodney Perry Live. You never know what the show is going to bring. If you're on the line, you want to talk, hit the 1, because I don't know if you want to talk if you don't hit the 1. The line will tell you to hit the 1. This is Rodney Perry. You tune in to Rodney Perry Live. We're talking about this year. We got 5 minutes left in the show. My boy David Arnold, he just texted me. He's like, man, I'm going to call in, but he's an asshole. So he haven't called in yet. I don't know what he's doing. 404, I'm coming to you. Atlanta, Georgia, you on Rodney Perry Live. You ain't want to talk. 404. Okay. Talk to you later then. Bay Area, yay. 415, you got a 415 number. You on live, Rodney Perry Live.
Rodney.
Yeah.
This is Crystal Planter.
What's up, mama? How you doing? Crystal Flanders, one of my favorite Twitter followers, entrepreneur of the whole nine. You called in several times throughout the year. Crystal, what's on the front for you as you move into 2013?
Well, Rodney, remember the last time I talked to you? You was talking about I didn't have no job.
Yeah, you did. Yeah, you work down the hall from Tommy on Martin.
Well, no, I'm a licensed bail agent. And
okay.
I didn't tell you that before, but I am. So if anybody needs
okay.
bail, you send them my way. Okay.
Okay. Okay. Now, what city you in? You in the Bay?
I'm in California, Sacramento.
Okay. Okay. You in Sacramento, you get some trouble, call Crystal Flanders. What's the number, Crystal?
Like California. It doesn't matter. California.
Oh, okay. No matter. You're all over the state.
Right. Right. Yeah. So
cool. Well, Crystal, hey, sis, thanks for the call. Thanks for the call. And hang on the line. We, man, I'm super duper excited. Hold on, let me. I don't want to ignore nobody. 718, you on Rodney Perry Live. Hello? 718, I hear you breathing. Okay, yeah, one talk. That's fine. Hey, this is Rodney Perry. This one thing I love. I talked to the founders of Blog Talk Radio a couple of, maybe a week ago, and, man, they love the show. The show is growing by leaps and bounds, and this show is nothing without y'all. It's nothing without the people that listen, because a lot of times I feel like I'm just on here talking to my damn self, and Madeline tells you all. She'll tell you, she's like, no, Rodney, people are listening because we see the numbers. So thank you to anybody that's ever listened to me tell a joke or watched a film that I had an opportunity to be in. I'm so super duper thankful, you know, because I remember just wanting to be that guy. I remember just wanting to have the opportunity. And I'm going to tell y'all this, and I tell young comics this or young actors this or anybody that wants to do anything. I'm going to tell y'all just like I tell them, if you don't quit, I see you at the top, because I'm not going to quit. All right. Mama, last word. My internet is tripping. Hello? Mama.
Where you get super duper from?
I don't know. That's one of my words I use, super duper.
Sounds like malarkey to me.
Malarkey. Mama, give me some food for thought as we move into 2013.
Well, Angela said it all. She was talking about the child leaving the nest, but she really was talking about friendships, and that's what we all need to form. Some people come for a season, some for a reason, and some forever, which are our children. But I think it's a beautiful thing to decide to just love one another and to, you know, to make friends with people. It's a beautiful thing. We can't lose if we do that. It's too much other stuff taken away from our true nature, and it is friendship and relationship. So that's enough for us. Amen.
Amen. Amen. It is. Marilyn Smith, can you pop on the line for a second?
You know, Marilyn don't like to come on.
Mama, you know I don't. It's horrible. I thought I had got away with the whole show without.
I know. Hey, y'all, this is Rodney Perry, and one of the, you know, I always count, you know, Miss Monique is one of my personal angels. You know, God brought me to this planet through another one of my personal angels. He gave me another angel and my wife, and when he brought this little black sounding little white girl into my life, he brought me a very special person. I can't thank you enough, Madeline Smith, and I can't thank all of y'all that helped me to be me, you know, whether it's my mama, whether it's my wife, Angela, you know, whether it's my children. Y'all don't even realize how much y'all keep me together. Angie, you up, you on the line. Mommy, you up, you on the line. Angela, of course, JT, Ryan Evans, Sherelle, Sherry, the lessons, you know, I learned from y'all is invaluable, and y'all, I may not say it all the time, but I learned something. You know, my wife is so no nonsense, you know, and I really need that, because, you know, my wife told me stuff. You like, look, that person is on some bullshit, and you know, and she see it. She's kind of clairvoyant that way, and she can she sniff out bullshit a mile away. So I say all that to say this: thank you. Thank you to Angela. I love you. Thank you to Mommy, you know, for being my mommy and one of my closest and nearest friends. And thank you to Miss Madeline Smith. Madeline and the Smith family, you know, you guys have been awesome to me. So I wish you guys a blessed and prosperous new year. And don't cry, because y'all almost got me today. Mommy tried to get me, and then Madeline came on. Y'all, I ain't not going to cry. Everybody know I'm a crier, though. So, I say thank you again. Angie Perry, you got any last words?
No, not really.
Okay.
Thank you, and I hope we go into the new year with open arms and keep our friends as friends, and whoever's not a friend, they got to go.
Okay, craziness. All right, Miss Madeline Smith, any final words?
I love all of y'all, and I pray God's favor over all of our lives, and thank you, Rodney Perry. God truly blessed us when he sent y'all our way as well.
Oh, wow, thank you so much. Hey, y'all, this is Rodney Perry. You're tuned in to Rodney Perry Live. We do this show every Monday at 2 o'clock Eastern. My goal with this show was to create an opportunity, one, for people to kind of know what I had going on and what I was doing, but two, to create a space where people were comfortable, you know, and I think we've achieved that, and we're going to continue to strive toward that as we continue to grow. No, I will do this show forever, you know, until they shove dirt in my face, and then I might do one more. My name is Rodney Perry. This is Rodney Perry Live. Happy New Year. Be safe. Be prosperous. And know this: you can win if you believe you can win. That's our show.